Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, September 30th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I need to start the show with a programming note. I know some of you are loyal listeners and some of you listen whenever, but just to let you know, I will be off the podcast for a couple of weeks. Next week, the office is going to be relocated from one place in the desert to my subterranean desert lair, which is going to be where all my toys are, and it's going to be great. And the week after that is New York Comic Con, so I'm going to be in New York, and I might see you there. With any luck, I'll be able to have all the information to give you guys a Comic Con episode before the show to tell you about what we're going to be selling there, because a few of the deals have information that we can't talk about yet. So right now, you can see everything that's been announced at nycc.entertainmentearth.com. And there will be, I assume, more, but obviously nothing is official until there's something official, and officially speaking, that has to be announced before I can talk about it, if there's something to talk about. Maybe there is. Anyway, let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Lion King in 3D was number one with $21.9 million. Moneyball, number two, with $19.5 million. Dolphin Tale, $19.2 million. Abduction, $10.9 million. And Killer Elite had $9.4 million, rounding out to top five. New this week at the box office, 50-50, What's Your Number, and a bunch of limited releases. Sony now says theaters, and presumably moviegoers, will be paying extra for their 3D glasses. And I thought we already were. Spider-Man and Men in Black 3 next year may cost you extra, maybe as little as 50 cents, if not higher. There's talk of theaters pushing for an ownership model of glasses where if you want to see a movie in 3D, you bring your own glasses from home. Now, that might sound ridiculous, but those Real-D 3D glasses are actually not terribly expensive. If you're willing to look a little goofy, and I say this with all due respect, Hasbro does make Real-D 3D glasses for, so far, I think just Transformers. But there might be more, but basically it's just like a roleplay mask with the 3D glasses built in. And it's a really neat idea, and they're not too expensive. I think they're about 10 bucks a pair. I didn't look it up before doing the podcast, even though I'm the one who added them to the site and priced them. I don't remember, but it was a while ago. So let's move on with Stephen King announcing Dr. Sleep, a sequel to The Shining, starring the little boy from the movie as the main character. So presumably certain people are still dead. Rick Baker is working on Men in Black 3 and is promising some kind of retro 1960s aliens for the movie. Hopefully it'll be more fun than Men in Black 2. It is due in 2012. Wes Craven told the press Scream 5 is probably happening, but he might not be the director, so there you go. 60 Minutes' Andy Rooney is retiring this week after what must be 430 years on television. Two and a Half Men is apparently soaring in the ratings. Apparently 29 million people watched this week, which is pretty dang impressive for a network sitcom. It's been on forever, and the star is left. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Two exciting sales this week. One, buy any four in-stock vinyl figures and get a fifth one free. This includes vinyl scale animals, pop vinyl figures from Funko, and oh so much more. Check our website for details on all the vinyl figures you can pick from. Also, we're having a free shipping sale on Vandor movie gifts. Vandor makes a bunch of really cool signs and mugs and all kinds of things for your home or office. We are going to give you free shipping if you spend $20 on in-stock Vandor merchandise. Again, go to entertainmentearth.com to see the details for these and other deals. And now the toy news. Despite being in under 3 weeks, most major toy companies have not given any specific information as to what, if anything, they're selling at New York Comic Con. Even Hasbro, who started the process for Comic Con in July, as early as Toy Fair in February, has only revealed two items for the show. One is the Nerf and Strike Barricade RV-10 Special Edition Bumblebee Blaster, based on the Transformers character, and Marvel just revealed a Hasbro Compound Hulk action figure, which is half red, half green, and all $11. Both of these were just announced in the past week, and I don't know if they're going to announce anything else, but word on the street has it there will be no Star Wars and no G.I. Joe item for NYCC. I heard rumblings that Maddie Collector was doing something, but as of yet, I don't know what. I'll go look at Maddie Collector right now and see if they announced anything. Probably not. Let's go over there and type and look and wait for it to load. And on the news page, it says... what? Oh, just PowerCon information. So nothing really there. That was exciting. You just listened to me look up something on the web for 10 seconds. You guys are patient. What else we got? Toys R Us and Mattel continue their Real Ghostbusters Mego-style line with Sam Hain, Janine, and Slimer in a boxed set with packaging that unfolds into a 22-inch Ghostbusters Firehouse playset diorama thing. Very cool. It's $50. From Transformers Animated comes an unproduced electromagnetic Soundwave fully painted test shot on eBay. It is the only known color picture of the toy, and it sold for about $61, which is really quite cheap for an item that apparently only exists in numbers of two so far. The 2012 German Playmobil catalog is making the rounds, and there's a lot of neat stuff, including blind bagged figures, new pirates, a pizza cook, what appears to be Elvis, new dinosaurs, repaints of old dinosaurs, an Olympic theme with fencing and women's beach volleyball because someone out there loves us. And what else we got? She Vampires, what must be Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. I mean, it's so close, it can't not be. Mariachi, basketball player, some sort of Asian warrior, sci-fi characters, more girls in dresses. There's only one black guy. No black women. I don't understand. I would say African-American, but they're coming from Germany, so I don't think that's appropriate for Germany. But anyway, that's pretty much all I have for this week as far as toy news goes. There's some other stuff I'll be able to talk about probably after NYCC, but that's it. So I gotta go put up more of my stuff in boxes. And also we're working on the next Entertainment Earth catalog, which is going to go to press real soon, so be sure to sign up for that. That's going to be our holiday gift catalog, which is like a Christmas wish book, only it's not, and you're not wishing for anything. So be sure to give us a call and sign up for our catalog, or place an order with us, and we'll send you our catalog, but do it soon, because you want to get on the list. I assume, let's face it, if you have an iPad, you can just go to entertainmentearth.com/shop.asp and download a PDF of our catalog whenever the current one is at any time and read it on your iPad or whatever. But if you want something without an iPad that you can read on the toilet, you do want our catalog. And you can order for when you're done with the toilet. It's a great process. If you have like a pen, you could fill out the form while you're on the toilet. Just don't drop it in the toilet. I've made that mistake myself once or twice. Pen's no good anymore, don't worry. Anyway, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and my laundry's done. So I'll see you next time.